This morning we're talking about a very special boat, the Lively Lady, which was sailed around the world by Sir Alec Rose back in 1968, is now used by Alan Priddy to help teach young people to sail, and she sails into her new home Port Solent later this morning. And our Portsmouth reporter Dominic Blake is dockside. Is it dockside or pontoon side, Dominic, this morning?
I'm actually on board this historic yacht, Julian. Yes, it's an absolutely wonderful morning here at Port Solent. I'm looking at the surface of the sea. It's like a mirror reflecting a lovely blue sky. And the hull of the yacht herself is also a sky blue. So it's a very pretty as a picture. Lots of coloured bunting up in the rigging this morning. So she's looking very beautiful this morning.
And is it true, just to explain this, the Lively Lady, no stranger actually to Port Solent?
No, that's right, Julian. Most people remember her for that incredible homecoming by Sir Alec Rose in Port Solent back in the 1960s, but she does have another first, another claim to fame, if you like. She was the very first yacht to be allowed to sail into this new marina when it was finally completed in 1988, so she's got a very strong connection with her. And of course, much more lately, she's been famous for being taken around the world by the man that's standing next to me, Alan Priddy, best described as a local adventurer who took it right around the world, Julian, with a crew of relatively inexperienced people, disadvantaged youngsters mainly, giving them a taste of adventure.
And Alan, welcome to the airwaves as well. Good to have you there.
Yeah, good morning to you.
That was quite a brave thing to do in a way, you know, inexperienced crew. What was it like?
Well, it's my belief that if you give youngsters opportunities, then they will shine and they'll go on to greater things. So, yeah, it was a daunting task, but it was a really rewarding task as well.
And how did you land up sailing Lively Lady? What's the history from Alec Rose to you?
I met Alec when I was about 13 years old, and I asked him, you know, the outright question, how did you do it? And he said to me, if you believe you can, which really took me through my adult life as well. If I believe I can do something, then I give it my best shot to do it. And that's the confidence that I installed in all the youngsters we work with. If they believe they can do something, keep pushing until they do it.
Yeah, and you do a fantastic job and it makes a real difference. Lauren Harris, I know, is with you, one of the first young people to sail with Lively Lady. Morning, Lauren.
Morning.
Welcome. Lovely to have you there. So what was it like?
Well, it was really, really good. I sailed from Fiji to Sydney, and like Alan said, if you believe you can, so it's really given me, like, inspiration, and now, obviously, I'm still involved in the project, so my confidence has grown, and it's just been a really good experience.
Was it quite scary on that first trip, when you were just doing it for the first time?
Yeah, it was pretty scary. We had a bit of a storm as well, which was quite scary at the time, but when you look back at it now, obviously it was just a great experience. You forget all the things that were the bad about the trip and just remember the good stuff. So it's been really good.
That's good. And Alan, I mean, the high points and low points of going on a momentous journey like that for you.
Well, the high points are obviously coming back when it's all over. I mean, to have the greeting we had in Portsmouth when we got back, it's 3 years ago now, actually, bar a few days.
Yeah, that's time obviously flies.
Yeah, I know. It's the high points. The low points are obviously, you know, when you're in the middle of the ocean, you know, you've got a raging storm and, you know, 40, 50-foot waves coming at you, and you've just got to sit there and let nature take its course. But, you know, Lively Lady is such an amazing boat. She's an incredibly safe boat. She's looking a bit tatty at the moment, and, you know, it's our aim to raise some more funds, restore her to her former glory, and sail around the world again with a new group of youngsters.
Well, look, can you keep us posted on that story? Because we'd love to hear more.
Yes, certainly will.
Lauren, good luck with mentoring today's generation of trainee sailors, because I think you're doing a fantastic thing as well. Alan Priddy, Lauren Harris, Dominic Blake down there in Port Solent this morning. It's 7:30.